When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Blooming English, the show where we help your English skills blossom. Today, we're diving into part 3 of our series on euphemisms. In the last 2 episodes, we explored euphemisms in topics like health, crime, relationships, social status, and more. In today's episode, we'll cover even more areas where euphemisms help soften language. Let's explore how euphemisms are used in politics, education, and even everyday actions. Ready? Let's get started. Euphemisms in politics. Politics is one of the most common areas where euphemisms are used to downplay negative or controversial issues and to present a more positive or neutral perspective. For example, instead of saying a politician lied, you'll often hear that they misspoke. It softens the accusation and makes it seem like an accidental mistake. Another common euphemism is collateral damage, which is used to refer to civilian deaths during military operations, avoiding the direct reality of the loss of life. In government decisions, you might hear the phrase enhanced interrogation techniques rather than torture. This euphemism is used to make harsh methods of questioning sound more clinical and acceptable. Lastly, tax reform is often used as a euphemism for raising taxes or changing tax laws, making the change sound like an improvement rather than a burden. Euphemisms in education. Education also has its fair share of euphemisms, especially when it comes to discussing students' performance and behavior. For example, instead of saying a student failed, a teacher might say they did not pass. It's a softer way of giving bad news and avoids the negative connotation of failure. When it comes to students who are struggling with academic subjects, teachers might say they require improvement instead of calling them weak or bad in that subject. In a school setting, you might also hear challenging behavior instead of misbehavior. This makes it sound like the student's actions are an issue to be managed rather than an outright problem. And finally, the term learning differences is often used as a euphemism for learning disabilities, focusing on diversity in learning styles rather than a deficit. Euphemisms for everyday actions. Let's now take a look at some common euphemisms we use in everyday actions. These phrases make certain behaviors sound more polite or neutral. For example, instead of saying someone is going to the toilet, you might hear that they're using the restroom or powder room. It's a much more socially acceptable way of talking about a basic bodily function. Similarly, people often say freshening up when they mean washing their hands or face, especially in public settings. When someone is leaving a social event early, instead of saying they're leaving, they might say they're calling it a night or heading out. These euphemisms make the departure sound more casual and less abrupt.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Euphemisms in technology. Euphemisms are also prevalent in the world of technology, especially when it comes to privacy and security. For instance, companies often use the term data collection rather than saying they're tracking your personal information. It makes the process sound more neutral, even though it might involve invasive practices. You might also hear the phrase user experience when companies talk about the design of their products, focusing on the customer's interaction with the technology, even if the product is complicated to use. When a software system crashes or stops working, companies might say it's experiencing downtime instead of failing or broken. It's a softer way of explaining a technical issue. And lastly, the term upgrade is often used in place of forcing customers to pay more for new features or versions of a product. Euphemisms for job loss. Job loss is another sensitive area where euphemisms are frequently used to soften the blow of negative news. Instead of saying someone was fired, companies often say the person was let go or made redundant. This makes it sound less personal and less harsh. Similarly, when a company is cutting jobs, they might refer to it as downsizing or right-sizing, which sounds like a necessary business decision rather than a loss of employment. When someone is between jobs, they might describe themselves as seeking new opportunities rather than unemployed. And when an employee is asked to leave after poor performance, they might say they're moving on to other ventures rather than being dismissed. Let's practice using some of the euphemisms we've discussed today. I'll present a few scenarios and you can think about how to soften the language. Scenario 1. Imagine a politician made a false statement during a debate. How could you say this in a softer way? Instead of saying they lied, you might say they misspoke. Scenario 2. A student didn't pass their final exam. How would you tell them this without being too harsh? Instead of saying you failed, you could say you did not pass. Scenario 3. Your company is cutting jobs due to a financial crisis. How could you announce this without causing too much alarm? Instead of saying we're firing people, you might say we're downsizing. Think about how these euphemisms help soften the language and make the conversation more professional or less confrontational. Discussion on when to use euphemisms. Before we finish up, let's talk about when euphemisms are helpful and when they might not be appropriate. Euphemisms are great for avoiding uncomfortable or harsh language, especially when delivering bad news or dealing with sensitive subjects. However, there are times when using euphemisms can be problematic, particularly if they obscure the truth or make it hard to understand what's really being said. For example, using too many euphemisms in business or politics can sometimes make communication vague, leading to confusion or mistrust. It's important to strike a balance between being polite and being clear, depending on the situation. That's all for today's episode of Blooming English. We've covered even more ways that euphemisms are used in everyday life, from politics and education to technology and job loss. Understanding euphemisms is a powerful tool for navigating both formal and casual conversations with tact. As always, pay attention to the euphemisms you hear around you and think about how they're used to shape the tone of conversations. Thanks for joining me today, and until next time, keep practicing, keep learning, and let your English bloom.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.